My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin has a Facebook chat after the phone call with his scammer, Belinda. Is she the real one? Listen and enjoy.
This group is not, they've never been confronted with anything like me before.
No.
They are not good on the fly. Because remember, I'm doing all this on the fly. I'm reacting to them on the fly. They can't react to this shit.
Now, like I said, let's look at the whole situation again. All right? She gave that cold pat answer that could be emotionally devastating. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Davin says right after, and they never dealt like with anything like this. Fine, I agree.
Yeah.
Get off the phone. When they get off the phone mm-hmm. and they have to sit in an empty room at night, they'll think about that.
That's the plan.
Well,
You have to. As a human being with any sense.
They might not have empathy, Joe. I really don't
they
think
they might not have, but I get a funny feeling she might have.
So you've bought into her.
I bought into her under the auspices that she's there doing this thing that they want her to
do. I've actually rehabilitated the opinion people have of Belinda through this
because we've gotten to know her on the phone and from the way she sounds on the phone and the way that she sounded genuine on the phone. You got to remember, everything changes in this whole story from show to show, from reading to reading. You saw and you even pointed it out. Did you hear the sound pattern, the happy sound pattern that she had in the voice?
My wife doesn't even get that happy to hear me.
And Devin, you even said, and that sounded genuine. Good. It sounded genuine.
And she's not a good actress.
All right, fine. So you gave her something to think about when you got off that phone with her that night.
All right. Shall we move on?
Yeah.
Because we did chat further after the phone call.
Yeah.
There was Facebook chatting.
Yes.
So she
now, goes. I'm sorry to interrupt. Facebook chatting with the one you spoke with or face with the new one?
Well, whoever the Facebook avatar is. You guys can decide for yourself.
All right.
I don't have a camera.
I'm just trying to clarify where we are.
If this was a TV show, we'd have a camera there.
We had a big point to move on for now. You know, all right.
We got
to
figure out what's going on. You guys can decide for yourself.
All right.
Which one's he talking to now?
Send me the money. No, sorry.
What's with this court?
Show me the money.
So she goes, I want to be with you. I'm sorry for your loss.
Oh.
I go, you have a funny way of showing it. She goes, I know, but things keep moving from bad to worse. I think that's a little moment of truth, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, because somebody got a couple of phone calls.
Yeah, exactly.
My opinion, I don't think that's the old Belinda. I think that's the new Belinda that just got a couple of quick phone calls and some new notes.
Yeah, right?
No, you think this is the guy. You think this is the husband.
The guy or the new person, whoever it is.
Yeah, whoever. She goes, I hate to do that, but nothing goes on well these days, and I'm losing my mind. I go, and you're losing me as well. I loved you, but you just kept pushing me out of your life. You push me to other women. You just never felt the way about me like I did for you. And now I'm full of rage. I've never been that way before. She goes, I know. I could tell from your voice. Excellent acting.
Yes, yes.
She goes, you love me. Does that mean you don't love me anymore? Are wrong to say I didn't feel that way you felt. I know I did. Now remember, two conversations ago, she wouldn't say that she loved me.
I know.
When I called Belinda, unprovoked, unprompted, she said she loves me.
Yeah.
Now, if we go with Joe's theory, the guy's like, all right, I love you. So I flipped the script and kept going.
There were some phone calls made after they got done with you.
This happened right afterwards. This is right afterwards.
Well, no, he means like there was some comparing of notes.
Right.
There was some phone call made on their end.
Yeah.
You know.
Compared notes and said, okay, we better get on the same page.
We got problems. He just called me.
Yeah.
All right. If he's writing you, this is, you know, maybe we'll send you some more script, you know, but this is where we are with this shit.
So I go, I don't know what to feel about you anymore. I want to love you. You've hurt me so many times. I know two things. I love my daughter, and I hate Mavis Mills. That is all I know for sure.
Ooh.
She goes, you want to love me? I go, I want what we had to be real. I want to love you. I want you to love me. But I can't force those things to happen. She goes, we can work things out, but it's going to be hard. Well, nice change.
Yeah.
I go, it will never work if you do not love me. It will never work if when things are tough, you pull away from me instead of running towards me. She goes, I've been running to you every time the problems won't go away. If I run to you, I have to find ways and means to solve them. I go, you run to me? You just hung up the phone on me.
Do you think that this needs a musical bed of I Want to Know What Love Is?
Oh, all right, post. She goes, I didn't thought you said that the phone, I didn't. I thought you said the phone card ran out. Why would I hang up on you? I go, I said no such thing. I go, I have no idea why you would do anything anymore. She goes, I'm not as bad as you paint me to be. I go, I did not say you were bad. My hands are shaking. This is the first time I've come to terms with the loss of my friend.
Ooh.
She goes, I understand, and I'm very sorry for your loss, but you're making me feel bad about myself. I don't know what I've done to merit something like that. I go, well, you should feel bad. We had a big hand in this. We are not guilt-free. She goes, what'd I do? God does not forgive those with blood on their hands. Now, remember, they pronounce themselves big Christians, and they think if they confess their sins,
yes,
all is forgiven. That's
right.
Why they don't worry about this.
They don't worry about things in between.
Exactly.
La,
so,
da, da, da.
So I'm like, well, God don't forgive this.
They're just skipping through the blood puddles.
There should have been more compassion in that, though.
Yeah, there should have been.
And
she's concerned about why is she guilty.
Right, and yeah. I think the old Belinda, or you know, the Belinda that you were speaking with on the phone, would have more compassion and would try to bring you through it a lot more than this person is right now.
Yeah,
or she might have just said, "Okay."
I don't think there's
a lot of yes, there's a lot of all right, like but, that guy just before.
But that's fine. But you would have gotten that awkward kind of bowing out of that. You're getting more cut and dry answers than you would have.
Yeah.
Than you should be getting. You know what I'm saying?
I go, God does not forgive those with blood on their hands. She goes, what did I lie to you about? I go, check your files.
Check your files. So
I go, we have a new
kinda
name.
Kind of nasty, but true. Trying to help out.
We have a new name for Schizo Belinda.
Did you say that?
I did.
Wow.
She goes, what's that? I go, schizophrenia, multiple personalities. Hold on, I think Agnes is trying to message me.
What?
I said, hold on, I think Agnes is trying to message me.
Oh, I get it. I'm sorry.
Okay, now.
Now we got to set up. Agnes was who they were trying to be before they came through as the real people. Agnes was using the avatar of Juliana Love, which I'm sure Juliana wishes never happened at this point.
Right.
Cost her some money. But, and then, you know, right the day before, which still nobody can explain, the day before I was going to send the millions of dollars because of the divorce. I'm not the girl in the avatar. I'm a Ghanaian.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.